It's a recruitment group, but some people labor. Hi, Laura speaking. Angelina. Yeah, she's not in today. Can I take a message? Oh, okay. Regarding one of the roles. What's your name, sorry? And you live in New Zealand, is that right? Oh. Oh, okay. Don't know why it come up that you was in New Zealand. Okay. Yeah, so with the data migration role, she's actually in the middle of shortlisting at the moment. So she has had 170 applicants. And all I can see is that your name is under shortlist. So I don't know whether she's maybe trying to work her way through the shortlist list, and then obviously start going through and ringing people for interviews. But yeah, there's a lot there, and obviously this is not her only role. Yeah, so I'd just say hold on. I mean, I can always send an email to say that you'd give a call to find out how your what I would suggest is if you are applying for roles and that you're no longer in New Zealand, in your professional summary, I'd probably change it to personal summary, and you could put that you could leave your obviously your experience application developer, whatever, but I would definitely add you've recently migrated to Australia. If you've got a full visa, you are available for work. Like, I would definitely add that in a personal summary at the top. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, perfect. So, right, what I've done is I've just downloaded your resume from the database, and I'm going to send Angelina an email so she can probably get back to you on Monday when she's back in the office. But yeah, I would as a whether you get this role or not, I would as a yeah, I would advise because I'll put a note in our system that you've moved over, you a permanent resident, you are in Australia, you're in Perth, you've rebuilt work. But yeah, I would definitely suggest. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, yeah. I mean, I know it is. And unfortunately, when you're applying for local government, when we have such a huge number of applicants, we obviously have to go through people that are in Australia or in Western Australia if they have visas, because they don't apply. Yeah, because they don't offer citizenship, like they don't sponsor. Yeah. Yeah, definitely. Yeah, and it's a shame because even if you carry on scrolling and you obviously have all the experience and stuff like that and the degrees, if you don't state that you are in Perth looking for work, blah 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 blah, like some recruiters will just go, yeah, no, is in New Zealand, not good. So yeah, so that'd be a good little tip to change. No, that's fine. Look, I'll send you an email now and just say that you've called and you just wanted to, yeah, restate that you are in Perth and available. And then when she's doing a call for shortlisting, she'll know that I've spoke to you and you're here. And yeah, perfect. All right. Thank you. No worries. That's all good. Thank you. Thank you. And you. See you then. Bye.